One more time with Miriam Miron Nahuvatea Lohevetel. This time we're going to really listen to the music that she talked about in the last program. That was the music of her family when she was a young person. And Miriam, what song would we like to begin to listen to, and could you tell us a little about it?
Okay, first of all, I call this CD Hasidic Shabbat Songs En Nigunim of Karlin, which actually describe what it is. It's a collection of Hasidic Shabbat songs mainly, plus other nigunim and songs that my father and my family used to sing. I really focused on that. And what I did, I took those songs and I refined them. I really upgraded them in a way, gave them a respect. And this also includes a Birkat Hamazon, which my father, that was like my favorite part on Shabbat table. It's a very old way of singing that I never heard any other place. So I really also gave it a nice treatment. And I also took musicians that some of them are jazz musicians. So some of the songs, you know, they really, it's like they have this roots in the tradition. But there is, like, I call it the golden threads that go run through them, that is, gives them the flavor of modern jazz or klezmerish. Okay, so it's like, some of it, it's like New Orleans, you know, like the big trumpets and this flavor of it. And I even use the, some of it with the forks and the, how do you call it, spoons. You know, the spoon thing, because at home, you know, you don't use instruments. So we used to do that. So I gave this feeling. And also, so my musicians were very, very creative. And also my cousins came from all over Israel, and they are my chorus. So there is a touch of the tish, you know, the Hasidic tish where people sing together. And that adds a lot. So I give an example, for instance, one of my favorite songs of Shabbaton, of Shabbat, was, it's called Yom Shabbaton. And it describes, that it talks about the Yonah, the dove of Noach Ark, when the second time when she left the Ark, she never came back. So they say that she rested on Shabbat, that when she left, that was Shabbat. So it says, Yona matza bo manoach, v'sham yanuchu yigei koach. In English, even Yona's dove found rest on Shabbat, so all the others that are tired will find rest on Shabbat. And I found it very enjoyable. And you will hear later in the second stanza already my cousins are singing. And it's a nice song.
Yom Shabbaton en lishkoach zichro kereyach ani choach Yona matzavo manoach v'sham yanuchu yegiyei koach היום נכבד לבני אמונים זהירים לשומרו אבות ובנים חקוק בשני לוחות אבנים מרור עוני ואמיץ כוח יונה מצבו מנוח ושם ינוח הוא יגיע ובאו כולם בברית יחד נעשה ונשמע אמרו כאחד ופתחו בנו אדוני אחד ברוך הנותן ליעל Go קודשו בהר המור, יום השביעי זכור ושמור, וכל פיקודה ביחד לגמור. חזק מותניים ואמץ כוח, יום המצב ובנורא ושם ינו ויגיעי כוח. העם אשר נע כצון את העם, יזכור לפוקדו ברית ושבועה, לבל יעבור בו מקרה רעה. כאשר נשבעת על מנוח, יום המצב ומנוח ושם ינוח ויגיע כוח, יום המצב ומנוח ושם ינוח.
Okay, the second song I choose is, you know, the famous Tzur Mishelo Achalnu. What it means is God is considered to be the rock. That's one of his name. So you, the rock that from you we ate, and now we sit and eat and enjoy ourselves, and we even leave some leftover. The Zmirot Shabbat, you sing between the courses because it's important. Beside just eating, you need also to nourish the soul, according to the Jewish tradition. So some maybe families even have Dvar Torah, but we mainly sing. And also, part of Shabbat is not just rest, but also joy. This is two elements, you know, rest and joy. So the part of Shabbat, the joy, is very important. So singing is really a big part of it. And of course, if you do it day, week after week after week, on Friday and on Saturday for years, it become like a property of one's soul. And, you know, I found when I was in a museum of Native Indians, there was a quotation, and this I always share when I travel in the States, that I was so amazed to see that one of the chief is saying that one of the most important valuable property of a human being is his songs. And that's how I relate to those songs. This is like my valuable treasures. So this is an opportunity for me to share it with others. So Tzur Mishelo Achalnu, I have two versions. One, I call it the joyous one. And you know, we used to, I didn't have trumpet there, but now we used to say, pam para pam para pam para pam 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 para pam pam pam. You know, we used to do it with the mouth, and now the trumpet does it. And then the second one is my father used to say, whenever he was about to sing this version, he used to say, you know, this is a very old song. I remember it from my grandfather. So I believe that this song is originally from maybe the time of the Baal Shem Tov and Arale Mikarlin, the origin, because it has this feeling. So
they're
both on the same. You see, you have it here. Tzur Mishelo is the joyous one, number 5.
לא אכלנו, ברכו אמוני, סבנו והותרנו, סבנו והותרנו כדבר אדוני. הזן, הזן, הזן את עולם רואינו, אבינו, אך
Shatih
אמרנו וענינו. אין קדוש חדש ושם נשיר שיר חדש וברננה
Then after it, 12, Menucha v'Simcha also has the feeling of the old, old song. And I made it with a violin. It's nice. Then we have Birkat HaMazon.
Tell us about
it. Now, Birkat HaMazon, first of all, before Birkat HaMazon, we have on Shabbat Shir HaMa'alot, which is a positive song, like it's from Psalms. And it's known all over the world, the Jewish world, that before Birkat HaMazon you sing Shir HaMa'alot. And I had like three or four versions. I chose one that I thought is a nice one. And you can hear even a part of it. You don't even have to hear, but the feeling of it.
Shonei Nuri
Zimun. What is Dimun? When we have more than one person, the man acknowledged the fact that he blessed for the whole, you know, I'm invited to sing with all of you. Reni Muchanum Zuman, you know, you will hear, I'm saying it, you can put it. And then my cousins say Amen, you know, and repeat it. I really took the original Zimun. רבותיי, נברך. Remember? Okay. רבותיי, נברך.
יהי שם השם מבורך מעתה עד עולם.
יהי שם השם מבורך מעתה ועד עולם. ברשות מרנן ורבותיי, נברך שאכלנו משלו.
ברוך שאכלנו משלו, ובתוך חיינו.
ברוך שאכלנו משלו, ובתובו חיינו. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, הזן את העולם כולו בטובו, בחן, בחסד וברחמים. הוא נותן לחם לכל בשר, כי לעולם חסדו ובטובו הגדול. תמיד לא חסר לנו ואל יחסר לנו מזון לעולם ועד, בעבור שמו הגדול, כי הוא אל זן ומפרנס לכל, הוא מיטיב לכל, הוא מכין מזון לכל בריאותיו אשר ברא. כאמור, פותח את ידיך ומשביע לכל חי רצון. ברוך אתה אדוני הזן את הכל. נודה לך אדוני אלוהינו על שהנחלת לאבותינו ארץ חמדה טובה ורחבה, ועל שהוצאתנו אדוני אלוהינו מארץ מצרים, ופידיתנו מבית עבדים, ועל בריתך שחתמת בבשרנו, ועל תורתך שלימדתנו, ועל חוקיך שהודעתנו, ועל חיים חן וחסד שחוננתנו, ועל אכילת מזון שאתה זן ומפרנס אותנו תמיד, בכל יום ובכל עת ובכל שעה, ועל הכל אדוני אלוהינו אנחנו מודים לך ומברכים אותך. יתברך שמך בפי כל חי תמיד לעולם ועד. קקעת ואכלת ושבעת,
וברכת את אדוני אלוהיך על הארץ הטובה אשר נתן לך. ברוך אתה אדוני על הארץ ועל המזון. רחם נא אדוני אלוהינו על ישראל עמך ועל ירושלים עירך ועל ציון משכן כבודך ועל מלכות בן דוד משיחך ועל הבית הגדול והקדוש שימך עלה אלוהינו אבינו ראינו זוננו פרנסינו וחלקלינו והרביחינו והרווח לנו אדוני אלוהינו מהרה מכל צרותינו אל תצריכנו אדוני אלוהינו לא לידי מתנת בשר ודם ולא לידי הלוואתם כי אם לידך המלאה הפתוחה הקדושה והרחבה שלא נבוש ולא ניקלם לעולם בעת
Yeah. הרחמן הוא ימלוך עלינו לעולם ועד. הרחמן הוא יתברך בשמיים ובארץ. הרחמן הוא ישתבח לדור דורים ויתפאר בנו לעד ולנצח נצחים, ויתהדר בנו לעד ולעולמי עולמים. הרחמן הוא יפרנסנו בכבוד. הרחמן הוא ישבור עלינו מעל צווארנו, והוא יוליכנו קוממיות בארצנו. הרחמן הוא ישלח לנו ברכה מרובה בבית הזה ועל שולחן זה שאכלנו עליו. הרחמן ישלח לנו את אליהו הנביא זכור לטוב, ויבשר לנו בשורות טובות, ישועות ונחמות. הרחמן הוא יברך אותי ואת אבי ואימי ואישי וזרעי ואת כל אשר לי, ואותנו ואת כל אשר לנו, כמו שנתברכו אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, בכל מכל כל, כן יברך אותנו כולנו יחד בברכה שלמה, ונאמר ילמדו עליהם ועלינו זכות שתהה למשמרת שלום, ונישא ברכה מאת אדוני וצדקה מאלוהינו, ונמצא חן ושכל טוב בין אלוהים. הרחמן הוא יזכנו לימות המשיח ולחיי העולם הבא, מגדיל ישועות מלכו ועושה חסד למשיחו לדוד ולזרעו. ועל כל ישראל ועל כל תושבי תבל ואימרו
אמן.
יראו את הוויה קדושיו, כי אין מחסור ליראה, ודורשי הוויה לא יחסרו כל טוב. הודו להוויה כי טוב, כי לעולם החסדו פותח את ידיך ומשביע לכל חי רצון. ברוך הגבר אשר יפתח בהוויה, והיה הוויה מפתחו. נערה הייתי וגם זקנתי, ולא ראיתי צדיק נעזר וזרעו מבקש לכם. הוויה עוז לעמו ייתן, הוויה יברך את עמו בשלום.
Then this song, it's almost like a prayer. It's like a chazanut, you know. And especially there is a part there that talks about Jerusalem. Because that, can you imagine these Jews in the diaspora? What hold them together is those prayers. They had like a vision they hold on to. And Zionism didn't spring from nothing. It came from those simple prayers that people pray every day and on Shabbat, and that was their common vision. So this is like pre-Zionism, but this is like the soil, the fertile soil that Zionism could come out from, not out of the blue. And I you know, I'm as a peacemaker, you know, I think if Arab people would understand that although the Jews left Israel physically, they never left it. It was amazing how they were having this very deep yearning to go back, never stopped
to come back.
And it planted in the tradition, woven, you know, when a person sings it 3-4 times a day, you know, in his prayers, and then when he eats, he sings it again. So it's built in that no wonder we had to come back, you know. It's like natural. So, okay, after Birkat HaMazon, there was a classic song my father used to sing, which is like a blessing. And I put it really, it's a number 15. Although, without words, I started the song. It's the same song, melody, that come twice. And he used to take the siddur and put it back, and that was the song.
הללויה ולא כל יורדי דומה ואנחנו
אנחנו נברך יא מעתה ועד עולם הללויה
Now the last one, the last 16th song is in a way a surprise. And it has a little story behind it. It's a song that's called Yaich Sof and it was written by Arale Mikarlin himself, from Karlin himself. And every time I used to talk about my project, people say, "No, you put the Yaich Sof," and I said, "Oi, no. Why?" Because my father didn't sing this song. It's not something, you know, so he didn't really. But people, my cousins say, he didn't sing Yaich Sof, you don't remember. Impossible, because our father did sing it. And you cannot put something from Karlin without Yaich Sof. It's like, you know, it doesn't work. So I said, what am I going to do? I don't know how to sing it. It's a very difficult song and very beautiful one. And at one point I felt that it has to be part of it. And I don't know if you will put it in or not, but at one point in meditation, I contact Reb Arale Mikarlin himself, because it was towards my going to America, and I actually wanted to tell him that I'm apologizing that I don't have his song. So, you know, it was so amazing, because I felt this strong energy coming like, right through me, into my back. And he said, I'm going to back you. I'm going to back you on this trip. And I got his blessings. You know, and when that happened to me, I said, I have to have his song on. So you know how it is when you focus. And I manifested it. I met this rabbi that I called me, because we go in holidays to sing to kids in the hospital of Adassa in Karem. And he organized it. He's a Chabad rabbi in Enkarem, of Enkarem. So he calls me to invite me to, it was Purim. So I said, Yonatan, you know, can you do me a favor? Do you know Yaich Sof? And he said, yeah, I know it, of course. I said, do you know how to sing it with the words? He said, yes, I know. I said, and I asked him a favor. And, you know, he said, no, I don't know how to sing. I said, look, you are my only possibility. Please, I want to invite you to the studio. And I also invite Ofer Golani, the musician. And I said, it's going to be a great session. Turn out that he never sang in his life with an instrument. And it was very difficult. We tried to teach him, but it was... didn't work. At one point, I don't know who said among us, you know what, leave him, let him sing as he used to. And because he was practicing for the last hour, somehow his singing got to his best. And the minute he starts singing, we knew that we're not going to change it. We're going to let it be authentic. And this is the last song where this Reb Yonatan is singing Arale Mikarlin's song, Yaich Sof.
Yaich Sof Noam Shabbat Nirda La Da 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 Amat Emet Umitach Evedet Bizgulatecha משוח נוע מירתך תדידה ללדדם ליבם מבקשי רצונך קדשם בקדושת השבת המתאחבדת בתורתך פתח להם נועם ורצון לפתוח שערי רצון רצונך. הויה איך סוף נועם שבת המת אמת ומתאחדת ללללם בסגולת ערך ויהיו רחמך מתגוללים על קודשך ויהיו רחמך מתגוללים על קודשך ויהיו רחמך מתגוללים על קודשך לישכון לישכון תמיך שדך.
Miriam, thank you very much again. I think we'll all enjoy listening to Arale. We'll enjoy listening to you. And the music is available at cdisrael.com. And if you have any comments or would like to be in contact with Miriam, you can write to us. Miriam also travels and performs and tells stories, and you're also invited to inquire as to that. To invite her to your community, to your synagogue, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Thank you again, Miriam. Yiron Ahuvatel Ohevetel.